Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Crown Riri, and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown, regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownones.com, crownones_com on Instagram and Crown Ones Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown, and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Crown Talk.
Yeah,
season 5.
Season 5.
Yay! I'm excited. This season is going to be about, of course, self-awareness and growth. Shout out to my friend, Miss Sarah Pete, for saying friend. Friend,
when friend. It's
the Crown Talk Podcast.
Friend, what is happening?
Yes.
Friend, what's up?
This is accountability. My friend sent me 4 paragraphs and said at the end, this is accountability.
Was it really four?
I said, thank you. No, when was 4 questions? Either way, thank you, friend. I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the 4 questions were probably paragraphs.
Totally fine. I needed them. I was doing my soft girl summer and just got sidetracked from everything.
Well, you deserved it. You deserved it.
Are we doing a soft fall? A soft autumn?
Yes, it has to be. Friend, it has to be.
You're right. I don't have a choice.
Me neither.
You neither?
Listen, I left class today and was like, and you know how it is. Like, the first part, August is like,
Moving around.
But October and like the middle of the semesters is always like,
push.
Bam, here you go.
Yes.
And you deep down until December 1st.
Yes. Yeah. I think mine's like December the 10th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So, yes. To my crowns out there, hi, I'm excited. This is Crown Riri. This is my friend, Mr. LP. Let me first off by saying that I am still in school. I don't think I announced that on here. No, I have not. So, Crown Riri is currently getting her bachelor's degree in human services. Full-time student, full-time worker, doing the best she can with what she got. Have to tell myself that.
Hey, listen, the effort is respected, friend.
Thank you.
Yes.
It'd be a lot. And King is here.
Rolling on the carpet.
That's what he does after he eats. That's why he's going to boarding. the world is his oyster, and the rug is his napkin.
If he realizes, does he realize what's going on? Like, wait, does he?
I feel like he knows that we're recording. Like, he literally was eating.
No, I'm talking about him leaving tomorrow.
Oh no, this is next week. We already get this pre-planned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the first episode of the Crown Talk Podcast, I'm titling the drop off, and the reason why I'm titling that is because I realize, being in my self-awareness in my soft summer moment, that a lot of people yell out the term I have abandonment issues, but like nobody like to talk about or like deal with it.
Okay.
So I decided I was going to deal with mine.
Abandonment issues, correct? Yes.
Okay. Or my anxiety of people like just leaving.
Okay.
So had a conversation with my mother, because normally abandonment issues come from like childhood things. And I learned, having a conversation with her, and also according to WebMD, that most abandonment issues stem from like childhood experiences. And so I grew up moving around a lot, being dropped off at babysitters' houses, grandparents' house, auntie house, and hearing that term, I'll be right back. Which, you know, when you're younger, be right back is like 5 minutes. But my mom or dad to be going for like hours, like at work or doing whatever they're doing.
Right.
So in my mind, I was like, they're not coming back. Mm-hmm. Or they were taking too long to come back. And it's like, where y'all been?
Was she really at work though?
Yes, she was.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to, yeah, she was at work.
Yeah.
Shout
out to the work, unfortunately.
Yeah. So there was a time where my mom and dad were divorced, and my mom like was working like 2 or 3 jobs, and my dad was not the drop-off parent, but I didn't see him until I was talking about mom at one point. So that is where my abandonment issues come from. But I realized growing up that when I used to tell people, you know, I had like these abandonment issues, number one, I thought I was like protecting myself, which I was not. It was just me just saying it and like going about my business. Number two, I think when we say it to people that we are trying to like open up to, mm-hmm. we make it their responsibility to like fix it. Mm-hmm. That is not their responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I got bad issues. It's like, what do you want them to do something about it, or mm-hmm. you can't do that.
Right.
Yeah. Do you hear that a lot? I feel like I hear it more now. Either like I have abandonment issues, I have trust issues.
I hear more so trust.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, well, in this context, the context that we're talking about it now, trust and abandon is interchangeable. So
yeah,
mm-hmm. I hear everybody saying trust for sure.
Yes, for sure, especially in this world, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. I feel like trust probably does stem from like childhood things, but also we are constantly putting our vulnerability into people that we don't trust at the same time. Mm-hmm. With that, so and social media is social meeting, so
I feel like a lot of people trust the social media aspect versus yeah. like actual people.
That's
unfortunately
because most people believe that social media is a friend. Maybe that's why.
No, they treat social media, well, a friend for sure, but they treat it as a diary or a journal. And it's like a lot, you know, because a lot of stuff that we're talking about, abandonment issues, trust issues.
Yeah.
Some of those things, even if we went to a therapist, they would say, write it down.
Yes.
Yeah. Or journal it.
Right.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So.
Well, that's how I connected all my things. It's like journaling, mm-hmm. having conversations with my parents. I know that it's not easy for us adults to have conversation with our parents. Mm-hmm. But my mom is like very open because I told her, like, I'm not here to blame you for anything. I'm trying to figure out like what's up with me. So, and again, when you're younger and you're moving around as much as me and my sister did, we weren't at the age to like receive the narrative mm-hmm. of why we were moving around.
Right.
So as you grow up, you again, like I said to myself growing up and not having a word for anxiety when you're like 7 or 8, the thought of like my mom coming right back was like 10 minutes. No, we're spending the night over here. I was like, I want to go home now. That was like, so growing up, taking that and just learning, like, when people, like, exit out of my life or have their season, we sometimes think, like, it's us. Like, we're the reason why they are doing, like, what they're doing. When all aspects, maybe, like, 95% of the time, it's whatever situation they have. Nothing to do with us. So remember that, like, when you come to your moment, Crown Ones, to have like your conversation with yourself that you may have an abandonment issue, that it's not you. Like the person may have just left your life because that was their season. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about like Issa Rae, the episode when like Nathan had ghost her. Mm-hmm. And she was like stalking him. Yeah, that was like an example to me of like an issue that she was dealing with abandonment.
And she had to realize that it was her, not him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
She had to realize like, okay, it's not. Like, I'm looking crazy out here because mm-hmm. something that he's doing, and I don't even know what he's doing. Do you remember that? I love that.
No, episode. I remember that episode, yeah.
She was, like, going to, like, the roommate's house, going through his computer.
Yo, he like, completely ghost.
Yeah, but it was him. It wasn't her. Like, yeah. He was, like, he needed to deal with his bipolar issues.
Right.
But she kept thinking it was, like, something that she did, and that wasn't the case. So, yeah.
That was tragic.
It was.
That was so tragic. Like, that was a hard...
Because we love Issa, we're cheering for her. And it's like, girl, like, come on, like, stop. Yeah. She had to, like, really, like, look like, I was like, I think she looked herself in the mirror at the roommate's house. And she was like, girl, what is you doing? Like,
right.
This has nothing, and again, nothing to do with her. It was like, he was dealing with stuff. Mm-hmm. But because we don't have, like, the explanation for when people, like, leave our lives, we think it's her.
Right.
So, or us. So, yeah.
Keep recording. I'm going to go fix this camera.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, I know what it is. Is it him?
Yeah,
he probably not over
something. Oh, no.
It's all good.
Sorry.
I am listening, friend.
Okay. So, I just wanted to just have that foundation that, again, I am being aware of myself, having conversations, dealing with my own abandonment issues that I constantly say that I have. So at one point in my life, I could say I had abandonment issues, and I am confident in myself. When someone is exiting or leaving our lives, being a mom, so dealing with that. And again, I've heard people say I have abandonment issues when they are opening themselves up to other people. And again, it's not that person's responsibility to fix your abandonment issues. You have to work on that yourself. One thing I would suggest doing, just a Crown Riri reference, I guess you can say, is have those conversations with your inner child. I do that all the time with my journaling. I literally write everything out that I'm feeling, and it actually makes me feel like really, really better. And again, with that, journaling was how I realized that, oh, okay, this is like a childhood thing. And even being at 38, you still have like your childhood to try to fix. Because your child, your inner child is like with you like all the time. Like all
did
time.
You, when the childhood part came up, was that something that just naturally came up? Or did something trigger it? Like, how did that work? Like, did you read a book and it made you think about childhood? Or did you think about, like, what centered you to like, damn, this is childhood?
It was me. I'm learning how to be patient in my impatience. Okay. I think it connected to like my childhood. Because I've always been like anxious. Or at the time, I didn't know it was like an anxiety of like worrying why this person isn't like coming back.
Gotcha.
And again, me and my sister, we moved around a lot until I was like 10 years old. So that was like a lot of moving around. Like you're thinking you're stable, and then like next thing you know, you're up and you're moving again.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay.
But again, it took a moment of silence, acceptance, that this is like an issue that I want to fix, because some people like having issues. I learned that. Some people like living in BS. Like, that's their thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like
people like truly thrive off that.
Yes, that's their thing. They attach themselves to their story or struggle and pain. I'm concerned about those people, but that's not my job. But yeah. It's like, if you find joy, then what else do you have?
Yeah.
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 For me, I like to have my joy, so therefore that's why I am breaking all this down.
Right.
So another thing, so when you're working on your abandonment issues, of course I have my ways of not fixing it, because it takes a while. Again, I'm 38, I'm just realizing this is like stuff that happened to me when I was like 30 years ago.
Right.
Working on that. So yes, nurture your inner child. Do things that you love to like not distract you from having that feeling of anxiety, but just knowing that your company is enough. We have to realize that like we don't need, our company is enough. If someone else's company is with us, then it's just a fulfillment.
Right.
But it shouldn't be like, I need this person. Where did they go? I'm lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we get an example of that?
Do you have an example?
Well, when you said to tap into your childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it was something that I did a while back. And I was like, oh, remember when I did the, God damn it, what was it?
What did you do?
The jump rope joint.
Yes.
What is it, with the two ropes?
Double Dutch?
Double Dutch.
Did that bring you, were you like out?
I was like, because I attempted to act like I knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies was like, you don't know what you're doing? No, that's cool. We're going to teach you.
Teach you.
And they taught me.
Aww.
And I jumped in, and I was just jumping and jumping. And
like they got it.
And it was cheering me on. I was doing it for about 6 to 8 seconds.
That's a long time.
Especially with those knees, I was like,
and that's a learning experience.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, you associate double dutching with
childhood.
So I was like, damn, I need to do that. Because I was extremely overjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, I ain't never felt like this in a minute.
Yay!
And I was like, I need to do more of this type of stuff. So I'm like, if I need to get like a super soaker and just run around and like...
Why not?
Yeah, do that type of stuff. Yes. So, yeah.
I watch morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Right before like I wake up.
What cartoon was that when I walked in? It was on TV.
My nephew has me watching Adventure Time. It's like really good.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's 10 seasons. I'm on season 3. But every time like something happens that I'm not too sure of, I call him. He explains it to me.
Okay.
Because I can't watch. It's like a separate TV series that's kind of like connected to that. But he's like, you can't watch that one until you watch this one.
This one, yeah.
So, but that's like my thing in the morning. Like I watched The Amazing World of Gumball, which comes like at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Adventure Time I've been watching too. Okay. And of course like Rick and Morty. So yeah, the cartoons like they help me like escape this reality.
Right.
I
agree with that. I just like animation period, so.
Yeah. Oh, The Amazing World of Gumball is hilarious.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Like.
Is it like Adult Swim or is it like Nick at Night type of joint?
It's like Cartoon Network, teenager.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But, like, some of the jokes that you hear, you'd be like, that's for an adult to hear.
Right, right. You know, the PG-13.
So. Yes. Yeah. And I play video games. So yeah.
You're definitely on that for sure.
Take me away. Yeah. And again, that's just me realizing that I myself am my best audience. And I've been taking myself to the movies too. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is like, yeah, I have to make myself go, but it's fine. Because once I'm there, I'm like, I'm here. Enjoy the movie for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And some change.
For that moment, yeah.
Yeah. With no cares in the world, I have to worry about this person, that person, just me, myself, and I.
Right.
We have to take care of our inner child on top of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, me, myself, and I, and the inner child.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is like a lot of responsibility by itself.
It is.
So yes. Also, accept that time does not equal abandonment. I know sometimes when we're waiting for someone, when we're waiting for anything, we feel like we that person or our thing like forgot about us, and that's not the truth. And that happens like when people don't call you back and be like, I know they saw me call.
Yeah.
Or they didn't call me back. And it's like they didn't forget about you and they just don't have the time to call you back at that moment. So yes, time does not equal abandonment. That was like a phrase that I heard like in my head a couple of times, like in a couple of weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask a deep question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like time is real?
No. Let me tell you why. Because I forgot where I was. And I think I was like in a theme park or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was like moving like really slow. The person like behind the cashier. And the lady behind me was like, she was just taking her sweet time. And I was like, that is her time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, this is my time standing here. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think we all have like our separate time.
Gotcha.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, I answered. No,
Do you think time is real? Or is it possessive?
I don't know. I'm trying to get more to the format that time isn't real.
Because
I'm like, you know, they're wasting my time. Or I'd be like, it's the right time. And mm-hmm. Especially when I say it's the right time.
Right.
And as we know in this conversation that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It might not be the right time.
Maybe for you.
When it comes to certain people, but people need to understand like the phone call. If that person didn't call you back, it just wasn't the right time for them to call you.
Right.
So that time existence is like not real in a sense.
In the same sense, it feel like abandonment when they don't know. But it's like you feel like you're forgotten.
It's a sign of abandonment for sure.
Yes. As somebody, me and my friend are introverts. I don't know about him. It takes me like 45 minutes to make a phone call. And if he don't answer, I'd be like, oh, Lord.
Oh, listen. Let me tell you
something. It was the wrong time.
If I see like 3 people call me and I'm like officially away from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But if I take the time to call all those people back and nobody don't pick up the phone.
Oh, no. That's time. I get it.
I am not calling back. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that type of thing. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's a form of abandonment for sure.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Sorry, friend.
That's fine.
This is Crown Talk.
it's totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, me, myself, I know as an introvert, like, we send memes to each other about how it takes, like, forever to, like, be an extrovert for, like, 10 minutes.
To do something, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then our person's not there. It's like, do you know what I had to do to
right.
call you?
And sometimes we don't even complain about it. We just be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
No time wasted.
Or watch cartoons or play video games. Right.
Or I feel like I've gained my time back.
Yeah.
That's wow.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, well, let me go about my business.
Right.
And they call back and be like, oh.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Now I got to pick up.
Right. Hello. Hey.
Right.
So those are my 3 things I have. Nurture inner child.
Mm-hmm.
My friend is gonna be double dutching on TikTok.
Of some sort.
Yeah, it's fine. Like I said, I love watching cartoons. It just takes me away. I am understanding that I need my mind to transition from work to school because mm-hmm. I'm in the same building.
Yeah.
For both. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a different Crown Talk. But yeah, so I watch cartoons just take me away from this reality. And again, appreciating your own company.
Mm-hmm.
I think I understand, like, the pandemic came and everybody was like solo dolo and now the world's opening back up, but you're still like, you're good with yourself.
Right.
You can't attach yourself to somebody else unless you're good with yourself.
Right. Absolutely.
That'd be like two ships going down.
And one of them don't need to go down.
No.
That
ship was minding its business.
Right. Mind its own business. And you want to. What type of the Brown say? It was like, go on and have a good day. And if you
don't mess with anybody else.
Don't do that.
No. Like, work on your own ship.
Right.
Yes. And remember that time doesn't equal abandonment. Mm-hmm. Me and my friend just realized that time is a mind thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah. And remember, you're not the reason, more than likely, that that person has abandoned you or they're taking the time out for themselves. If you don't believe us, please watch Insecure. What's that, like season four?
Oh, season four, yeah.
Because
he came back. I want to say he came back in season five.
Did he come back in season five?
For like an episode.
I think so. But yes, Insecure is now on Netflix. but yes, I would suggest watching that episode and really like when I was younger, I was up to that level when I was in a relationship. And back then, we didn't even have social media like that back then.
Damn.
So everything was literally on foot and gas.
Yeah. Scary hours. That's definitely scary.
Yeah, thinking now, like, whoa. Yeah.
Scary hours.
Trying to figure out where somebody went. Yeah, nothing to do with me. Yeah.
Mm.
Crown Talk. Season 5.
Right.
So yes, like I said, getting to this awareness about myself took me some time. Again, I'm dealing with stuff that happened like 30 years ago. But it's growth. One of the things I love when I was scrolling through Beyonce's page during her tour is that she, during her birthday, she said that as I grow, Beyonce is still growing. Mm-hmm. Like, when she said that, I was like, oh.
Willingly admitting that she's growing.
Yes. Like, she doesn't have to. She didn't want to, I'm sure. Well, we don't know. But yeah. I'm still growing. Self-awareness is real. Whenever you accept that and wanting to change. Friend, did you have any last words?
Nah, I think that's good as far as, the trust factor of it for me. But the abandonment action, too. I thought that was a good point to say that time away doesn't mean abandonment.
Yes, time. Yeah. Time doesn't equal abandonment.
It doesn't equal it, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
That was God's voice when I heard that.
And I don't mean to bring up dogs, but like, no. Isn't it when like dogs are like locked up for a couple of hours?
Yes.
It's almost like a day for them.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Because when you come back, they'd be like, "Well, where the hell you been?"
Right.
And they gotta go to the bathroom.
Right. But that's wild though to think about, like. Like when dogs think like that.
But that's how, not in dog years, but that's how, like, when we were younger, that's just how I felt. Like, my mom is like, drop us off, like, at my grandma's house in the morning. Mm-hmm. And you didn't come back until, like, 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
And I'm sitting on the couch waiting on you. Ignore all my cousins. I want my mom.
Wow.
She said she'll be back. I'm sitting here waiting for her. My sister just running around my cousins. Hey, get on this couch.
Right.
Waiting on my mom. But, so yeah. Mm. Ugh.
Well, let me ask this question.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. That's why you're here. It would be silence if you were not here.
Right. So how did your mother respond to, like, well, how did you initiate the conversation?
I was really blunt. I said, I have abandonment issues and we need to figure out why. And she said, okay, let's go down the timeline. And I said, during this year, during this age and that age, we stayed. Let me just run it through. So we stayed in, from what I remember, we stayed in Alaska. We moved around a lot because my mom and dad were divorced at the time. And the next thing I know, me and my sister was on a plane to South Carolina going to go see my grandmother and my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And we never met before. But all we knew was, like, we're going to stay for a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm staying for, like, 6 months. Mm-hmm. So we still had contact with our parents, of course. But to us, 6 months felt like forever because we're in this new atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what's going on.
Right.
Then we moved back to Alaska. In a different atmosphere, trying to figure out, like, what was going on. Mm-hmm. So then after that, I call my mom, like, the great kidnapper. When I was 10, I moved here in Jacksonville. But my mom was like, we're going to Florida. but no explanation. Which again, we're kids, we don't need explanation at the time.
Right.
So then we got here and it was like I never met my cousins before, my grandmother before, like everybody was like new. So me being like dropped off here and there, it was like, I don't know, y'all. I'm ready to go.
Right.
So
gotcha. So, yeah. Okay.
But I thought sometimes my mom was like, that didn't happen. I'm like, no, it happened. That happened. She's like, oh, okay, I get it. So again, very open. I know not all parents are not like that. Mm-hmm. Some parents don't accept some things that they did.
Right.
We have those conversations too as well. You know, our childhood memory is different from our parents' memory for some sure. reason.
For
I don't
some
know
reason,
why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But yeah.
Okay.
I'm
glad you had that conversation though. I mean, it's not easy to.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Cause my mom makes like some good facial expressions. I was like, can I continue? And she was like, go ahead. So yeah, it wasn't like a 10-minute conversation. It was me, like going down like the history of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, I understand not all parents are like that. Remember, I said to my mom, my dad would be like, nah. I was like, okay. All right, I tried.
He'd be like, that conversation's not happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there. Okay, dad. So. Mm. Which, he's my best friend because he literally like just was like, I'm going to be in your life no matter what. So.
All right.
So, yeah. Again, I have blessed parents. So.
Gotcha.
But if you can't talk to your parents, like I said, like journal it out, like just create like a mental map in your mind and accept some things that may have or haven't happened. Again, when we're younger, there was no such thing as soft parenting. Nothing was explained to us. We were just like, go to school, eat, sleep.
Right. Yeah. No type of explanations or anything.
No, we didn't. Yeah. We didn't pay bills.
Right.
Why do we need anything explained to us?
Right.
Yeah. Like nothing was explained to us. Now my nephew get everything explained to him. Matter of fact, he's explaining stuff back to my mom.
Yeah.
Yes, soft parenting.
I don't know. Soft parenting. Yeah, I ain't never heard that shit growing up.
Me neither. What is that?
Soft parenting.
That's called white parenting. That's what that was.
The show wasn't our parenting.
It was not black parenting.
When we did something wrong, that shit was not soft.
Listen, not at all.
Nah, hell no.
No. My mom tried to like, discipline my nephew and I could not stop laughing. He was laughing too and I was like, yeah, we're gonna take
it. Yeah, that's not happening.
And I was like, mom, he's almost 16. He's not gonna. Yeah. So yes, like I said, when you come to your crown is on and you come to the realization that, you know, you may have abandonment issues, you can always seek a therapist. Mm-hmm. I did that as well. Mm-hmm. Do your journaling. Remind yourself that you're your best company. And remember that time does not equal abandonment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's all I have, friend.
I think it's good. I think it's a good start.
Thank you.
I am so looking forward to this season. Listen, my friend went on, a self-cation.
I did.
You know, has... in the journey of school and a lot of stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. And I know a lot of this will be good information for everybody. You know, for people that are seeking and stuff. So yeah.
Yes. I realized that autumn is like my season of mm-hmm. doing the podcasting. Because mm-hmm. I think last year was around the same time that we started.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Listen, autumn is a season for everything. Mm-hmm. It's just something about fall that I just love. I love the same colors. Year. I love how my mind thinks.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's the beginning of the year for me. So it's just something about fall that I just love. We had like some of the dopest like holidays. I know some, you know, I don't know if y'all celebrate them or not, but mm-hmm. just the holiday action.
Yeah,
I just love fall, man.
And everything just more peaceful in a way.
Absolutely.
Except during robbing season, not too different.
It's definitely peaceful. That's a good word to use for that.
For autumn, peaceful?
Yeah, it's peaceful. Like, music just hits a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So I'm just looking forward to the season. And
me too.
It's going to be some good manifestations, some good
philosophies
and stuff being poured into this podcast. So I'm looking forward to
it. Amen. Thank you, friend. Don't put too much on me, but thank you.
I'm not. I mean, listen, you're doing good. You're doing the work.
Thank you. We're on season 5.
Season 5.
Some other, if you Google other people podcasts, then come to other.
Listen, a lot of people don't even make it past season 7. I mean, not even season, episode 7. So the fact that we're here in season 5 is like,
yeah,
I'm with it.
Because my friend has held me accountable. And I heard God's voice at 4:30 in the morning was like, sis, we still have a message. So. I was like, I hear you, Lord. I hear you.
Indeed. 4:30. Indeed.
Alrighty, well, thank you again for listening and joining in. I definitely appreciate it. All the love, all the support. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my friend, Mr. Al Pete, the NPN Network.
Yup.
Oh, now you can add me on your podcast to listen to.
What you mean?
The Crown Talk Podcast. I've been gone for like a year.
Oh. Well, it's about me or just?
The NPN Network.
Oh, okay. Well, no, yeah. no, listen.
Okay.
You still on there. You still
on
there?
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. You're
good. Well, now we have season 5.
We have season 5. Yes. Yeah. Now, if you have a different cover, we had to replace that, but.
No, we do not.
Okay. So, the cover and everything, when they go to the website,
okay.
They click and then they go right to your stuff.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah.
I am still on Podbean. We talk about that later.
I was about to say something, but I was like, I don't think this is something I just say on the camera.
they took the money out before I decided. So.
Gotcha.
What
did you say? What did they say? Stay with go where the money resides.
Yeah, pretty
or
much.
Stay where the money resides.
Yeah. It was already resides.
It was already.
Listen, golly.
You're like, God.
But you can find me on Spotify, Apple.
Indeed.
I
don't know about Google Podcasts because they're shutting that down. So.
They are.
Yeah, so I forgot where they're navigating that to.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, Apple, Spotify, for sure. Yes. And YouTube.
Yes, and YouTube. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm missing one.
Maybe Google was the number 3.
It was.
Yeah, but they're shutting it down, so I don't know. It's a lot of changes going on. Because even Spotify for podcasters... They're shutting that down and moving it back to Spotify.
Okay.
It's podcast. Well, it's crazy, but we maneuver in these streets.
We are.
Yeah, we move in the streets.
Some of your celebrities only got like one season, so we're good.
Right. Because the marketers ain't want to give them that money. That's what it is.
That's why I work full-time student. Thank you again. Don't forget that you are crowned. Don't forget your crown. And please share. Hit me up with a comment if this is hitting you in your crown, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, thank you again. Bye.
Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. Hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Pete. Please visit MrAlPete.com and NPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Pete's podcast and other cool adults in the NPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownOnes.com. Please follow CrownOnes_COM on Instagram and CrownOnes Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.